city's glad. We're all glad here, and we look forward to moving forward.
Buffalo Fire Commissioner Garnell Whitfield says firefighters certainly deserve a raise. After working 11 years without a contract, union firefighters from Local 282 finally hammered out a deal with the city that will provide those pay hikes. Union leadership had indicated that morale was very low throughout the years and during negotiations. Commissioner Whitfield tells WBFO News he respects the firefighting team.
At the end of the day, I always thought our glass was half full. I always thought we had the greatest job in the world, a wonderful opportunity to be a blessing to others within the community. You want to talk about morale. I always felt good about coming to work and putting this uniform on. I pray that everybody else did also.
The new collective bargaining agreement covers 15 years. It will require hires after January of 2012 to live in the city and eliminates the often controversial cosmetic surgery rider. Firefighters had rejected past offers in 2007 and 2008, but Commissioner Whitfield says leadership changes dragged out contract talks.
You know, changes in union leadership over that period of time, changes in the mayor's office over that time. But I think that, I know for a fact that throughout his time as a mayor, Mayor Brown always wanted to settle a contract, always thought highly of the men and women that do this job. And so I know he's very happy also that we have a settlement.
This new deal will cost the city about $4 million in the first year. Commissioner Whitfield says he considers firefighting the best job in the world. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.